The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
I have been working hard at work today and have had to come down to the pub. It's a tough life. I am here at the Fat Badger with Clarkie. Hello, Clarkie.
Hi, Beth. Lovely to see you again.
And you. And we have a guest here today. We have Soraya Morrison. Hello, Soraya.
Hello.
And you are here. Why? Why are you here at the Fat Badger?
I'm here on work experience for a week. I've been here 4 days. This is my fourth day. I've got one more day, which is tomorrow.
And how on earth did Clarkie manage to get you on the radio in the first sort of proper job you've had?
Well, I've known him for the first few days, and then he asked me an hour ago, so a bit spontaneous, but I'm just going to go with it.
And here we are. Now, the first thing we're going to talk about is something that's happening next Sunday. Clarkie, you are a dad, so this must be a big day for you. What's happening next Sunday?
Well, it's Father's Day. Picking up more and more. It used to be just Mother's Day was the important one, but kids like to make a fuss of their daddies as well now. Sunday lunch is, it's a big day for us here, so we just make it a little bit extra special. Don't try and rip anyone off though, same price as every other Sunday, but with it being Father's Day, it's much more advisable to book. And we'll give him gifts, something we haven't decided exactly what yet, but a surprise for the dads, and of course with the kids we've got the balloons and the sweeties.
Mums are allowed, even though it's Father's Day.
Welcomed, not just allowed. I'd say strongly welcomed, yes, Beth.
And another event that maybe anyone could get involved in is you're in the middle of Lobster Month. What is Lobster Month?
We all know Raymer Seafoods, how good they
famous
are.
Famous around the
yeah.
area.
It's essentially the best time of year. Lobsters are at the best. It's the Canadian ones, peak season for them. So Raymer's very kindly help us sort of just promote it and give all our customers a chance to eat lobster at its best. Not that chef's lobsters aren't at the best the rest of the year, but they're just even better apparently now. Yeah, so we're keeping daily specials up, putting lobster at the forefront and giving people that don't often sample it a chance to eat lobster.
Soraya, have you had lobster before?
I've never had lobster before, so I'm definitely joining because I really want to try it.
I'm sure chef will sort your lobster butty out for your lunch, no problem at all.
Okay, and also there's a few changes as well that's going on with your beer and your wine. You have a couple of new beers around and they're very exciting, so tell us about them.
Well, we're in the middle of the craft beer revolution, as you know, Beth.
Uh-huh.
We'll get ourselves a pint straight after this.
Oh, go on then.
BrewDog came in. They're pretty much the country's, if not the world's, most famous. They're kind of the yardstick for craft beer. They were one of the ones that really kicked it off. So we are very proud to be the only place in Harrogate you can get on draft Punk IPA.
Oh.
Well, at least that's what they told us. And some of those in bottles as well.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got some, they like to call them fun things. Albino Squid Assassin is one we've got our hands on.
Albino Squid Assassin?
Yes, 7.2% that one.
Okay.
To be drunk while sitting down.
Preferably, right.
And also, gluten-free. If you walked into a pub 10 years ago and asked for a gluten-free beer, you'd get looked at funny. Now we've actually got a couple on. So Estrella do one called Dowra, and that's a really good one. And BrewDog, they've got one called Vagabond as well. They can get the flavours out of it now. You wouldn't even notice they were gluten-free. Really, really good drink.
See, I was confused the first time I thought about gluten-free beer because I always thought gluten is flour. I thought nobody puts flour in beer, but is it the barley?
It is the barley, yeah. Even though a lot of people think it comes not gluten-free, it's just wheat, it's not, it's in all sorts of things. But the clever people at the breweries, they can work out ways to get the same taste with sort of the same ingredients, and it still tastes like real beer.
So if you've been gluten-free for years and not been enjoying beer, that could be about to change.
Absolutely.
And also one extra wine that you've got in?
Yeah, the sparkling, the Prosecco stroke champagne is getting more and more prominent. We had a guy come in. They're called Nye Timber, and it's an English sparkling wine. So they can't call it champagne, obviously, because it's not made in France, but it's really top-end, quality English sparkling wine.
So I absolutely love a bit of bubbles. It's without a doubt favourite thing to drink, so that could be a really good option. Tell us what it's called again.
It's called Nye Timber. A very sort of English name, isn't it? Nye Timber.
But if we do get a sunny day, which now and again we do, there is also your outside area, which we do feel like we have to mention because it's just lovely.
The place turns inside out, does the badge year. From the rest of the year, people come inside and it's cosy and it's welcoming. turn the sunshine on, they all want to be outside. But we're all rigged up this year. We've got little outside tills, outside stations. We can basically run it from outside. So all new furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah, heaters, umbrellas, the whole thing's out there. And it is a bit of a sun trap, as you're probably aware.
I've seen it, yeah, I've seen it. And it makes me drink more of the bubbles. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, it's a very good thing. Always a good thing.
Well, Clarkie and Soraya, thank you so much for having us. Soraya, what's the rest of your week entail when it comes to your work experience here at the Fat Badger?
Well, I've already worked in the bar and the grill so far this week, but on Friday I'm back in the grill again, which will be good because I've already learnt the ropes, so I'll just be going in there and getting on with it this time and actually being able to do it properly without the training. And today I'm on reception, so I'll be learning the ropes of associating with the new customers and getting to know them, so I think it'll be really good.
Soraya, thank you very much for having us, and Clarkie, once again, lovely to see you.
Great, Beth. Thank you.
The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.